you would like to speak on any one of the cases tonight, you need to come up and sign in so that we'll have a record of your appearance. Thank you. Since that clock's a little bit slow up there, according to mine, I'm going to start the meeting right now. Call the meeting to the Board of Adjustments to order at this time. And Bob, would you give us the quorum call?
Yes. Dave Clementson.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
Bob Hanslon.
Here.
Jack Johnston.
Present.
David Nelson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. And would you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Okay. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear three variance requests. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like to, at this time, place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff video for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sheet, which is provided here at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes, unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. And Bob, would you give us the reading of the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3. Where, by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation, or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property. A variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you very much. I'd like to welcome and introduce Frank Cotty, who is our legal counsel for the County Commission. Thank you for coming, Frank. We have three cases. The first one up is Besser Corner. Could you give us a staff report? Bob.
This is a public hearing for Besser Corner in the Scott Township, Section 2, Township 22, Range 21. The request, the applicant, Randy Besser, is requesting a variance from Section 6.1.3 and Table J2 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Per the provisions of 6.1.1 of the Development Guidance Code, a landscape buffer is required between any residential land use, whether those uses are single or two-family, or any other residential land use, and any non-residential land use, such as commercial or industrial. Per the provisions of Section 6.1.3 of the Development Guidance Code, the required buffer shall be a minimum of 25 feet in width and may consist of existing indigenous plant material left in the undisturbed state. The use of a wall or fence as part of the buffer is an option, but will not reduce the required minimum width. The Planning Commission will establish any required buffers that are wider than the minimum 25 feet during the Division 3 process. However, you'll also find in the code book, per Table J2, it speaks to a 40-foot natural vegetative buffer is required between a commercial use and adjoining residences or public open space. The history on this, the site consists of lots 4 and 5 of Country Club Heights subdivision. Country Club Heights was originally platted in 1959, with portions of the subdivision being replatted in 1967. On June 22nd of this year, the applicant applied for a Division 2 permit, permit number 2011-20, to allow for the development of an 8,070-square-foot facility to be used for light commercial and office uses, including such uses as real estate office and beauty shop. The applicant was approved for concept by the Planning Commission on July 18th of this year, with the public hearing being held on August 8th, 2011. At the public hearing, it was determined that per the submitted site plan, the construction of an 8,070-square-foot building would not allow for sufficient space to provide for either a 25-foot buffer or a 40-foot natural vegetative buffer between the proposed commercial use and the adjoining residences. On August 15th, the Planning Commission voted unanimously to table the vote on this Division 3 application until October 11th in order to allow the applicant ample time to seek a variance from the natural vegetative buffering requirements. The general description on this, just wanted to show you here, basically it consists of this lot, lots 4 and 5 of Country Club Heights subdivision, and again, the applicant's proposing to construct a little bit over an 8,000-square-foot commercial building. Also had put in a Google map just because it gives you a little better picture of how this exists. This is about a year or so ago. The applicant also owns a commercial, an existing commercial structure here, and is basically proposing the new commercial structure kind of in this area. One thing I might go back to, too, basically these properties behind that are essentially duplex dwellings back behind here. This is the site plan, and of course it's showing the same thing, this 8,000-square-foot structure and then the existing commercial structure here. In review on this, due to the limitations of the site size, the construction of an 8,070-square-foot building would not allow for sufficient space to provide for either a 25-foot wide buffer or a 40-foot wide buffer either. The applicant is requesting a variance from the natural vegetative buffer requirements of the Development Guidance Code in order to allow for the provision of a 6-foot tall privacy fence in lieu of the natural vegetative buffer. Privacy fencing has already been erected along the northeastern property line. However, at this time, there is no fencing along the westernmost property line between the proposed commercial development and the existing residence immediately to the west. Basically, it wouldn't be possible to relocate the 8,070-square-foot building on the site and still also remain in compliance with the setback requirements. On October 11th of this year, the Planning Commission will be actually we're actually proposing to review those sections of the development guidance code that deal with natural vegetative buffering requirements. And the staff's likely going to recommend some amendments to the Planning Commission. And of course, you've already gone through the statutory requirements for a variance application. And in summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance from section 6.1.3 and table J2, or basically the natural vegetative buffer requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, in order to allow for the provision of a 6-foot tall privacy fence in lieu of the natural vegetative buffer between the proposed commercial development and the existing adjacent residences. Secondly, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, that the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And that's really all I have.
All right. Do you have the video for us?
Oh, sorry. Yep. And this is the property in question. This is the area with the existing fencing, and there's duplexes back in this area. There's currently a residence here, and just kind of doing a 360 here just to show what's around the area. And this is basically the existing commercial building right over in here.
Okay, and who do we have to speak on the Bessers?
Thank you. And Eddie, would you like to, Eddie Wolf, please stand and I'll swear you in. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You have the floor.
As Bob was stating there, we went to Division 3 and everything, and the common practice by the board prior to, I guess, about 60 days ago was that they always give the option of the vegetative buffer or the fence. And then suddenly we got a review of the code that says we can't do that, so that's why we're here. So 60 days ago they would approve the project the way it's set. But anyhow, with the code that we're dealing with now, there's a big power line that goes through here. Well, the power company's wanting to restructure that power line right down this back line to service this development through here and move vehicles. It's got to be moved out front here through the parking lot and everything. So the vegetative buffer does not make no sense when the power companies always run their power lines down the property lines. You can't keep a vegetative buffer because they come in and cut them out. I mean, you know, and then the utility, all the utilities are back there and everything. And so it's impossible to plant trees and keep them back there. And there's already an existing fence that exists there on the property that is 6 foot tall and wood. The only thing is right here, there's not one right there. That's the only section there's not one. And it just makes more sense to go in there and let him leave the fence there because it already exists instead of trying to plant a vegetative buffer. Yeah, we could squeeze the building up smaller, leave a 25-foot vegetative buffer, but it will never be there due to the maintenance of the power lines and the sewer lines and water lines that run through there. So there's no reason really to do that. It's just a hardship there with the code with conditions we got out there on the site. And you know, that's about all the defense I can make about it. I mean, that's what it is. It's what it is. But like I said, 60 days ago, the board would approve that site plan and not question it. And then we got a different interpretation of the code as it reads, and we're at this point. And that's about all I got to say.
You said something about moving a power line from the back.
Yeah, there's a big power line. It shows there, if you'll go back to your aerial,
okay,
there's a big power line. It's got to be moved.
I didn't know. Does it show on this one or this one?
There was one there that showed it real good there a while ago.
Did your video show?
Okay, maybe.
It runs right through there. I think that's where it runs, isn't it, Bob, right through there?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be pretty close.
It's one that they got to move in there, and they're wanting to move it on the back side, like along the lot line that's right here along the board fence. That's where they're wanting to reposition the power company is, that line, because they'll come into the back of the buildings with services going in if the building's built. And that's where the vegetative buffer would go, would be there. And with power lines, you know, they come in and mow them or cut the brush, and you're going to maintain them anyhow in there that close to a building.
You know what, the easement for that power line, how wide it would be?
I think they're going to take 15 foot on each side. That's normal there for White River is 30 foot.
And your building is going to be off of that 30 foot easement?
Go back to our drawing there,
yeah.
Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read that. This is a 10 foot setback here, and it looks like we exceed that 15 foot all the way through there. So that's a 10-foot setback there, and you see the corners out there. I can't read that from here.
Well, at one point, it's 22.
It looks like it varies between about 14 and 24 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, who built the existing fence? Is that the property owners that have the duplexes?
Mr. Besser was having trouble with his commercial business here. He was having trouble with the owners back here bothering his stuff with kids, and you know, he had that commercial sign business and everything. So he's put a board fence from right here all the way back through on the property line here that goes all the way through to keep them from bothering his commercial stuff. And it's 6 foot tall, and it's a nice fence in there.
And the power line would not interfere with that fence.
Uh-uh. You're allowed to have a fence and a power line. They just got the right to maintain.
But if it's 15 foot from the center line on each side of it,
they'll just set the poles one side or the other. They won't necessarily be in the middle. You know, they'll take a 30 foot easement, but it may be 13 foot one side, 17 foot the other side.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Wolf?
What type of fence would you be putting based on what's already there? Would it be the same type of fence or?
Yeah, in this case here, it's already existing 6 foot tall wood fence, and that's what he'd like to leave there.
He'd match up with the other fence?
Mm-hmm. That's his fence there. I mean, you know, the other one that we'd put on this side right there
would match
just extend it right on down the same type fence, what it would look like.
Bob, you probably can't answer most of this, but how come these have been approved in the past except for the last 60 days if it specifically specifies a 25 or 40-foot setback?
I'll be completely honest. I don't know the reasoning for that. I think that what was kind of expressed at the meeting was that they thought that somewhere in the code book there was an ability to put a fence in lieu of the buffering, but in reality the code actually says that if a fence or wall is a part of your buffering plan, that it doesn't in any way reduce this 25 foot requirement. And then, kind of to cause some additional confusion, another area speaks to a 40 foot buffer, and so currently the code book doesn't appear to. We've got two areas that don't agree, basically.
There are several places in the code book, if you really get into it and look at it, that it contradicts itself in a lot of different instances. And basically, Dave, being with so much of planning and zoning the last 15 years here, that legal counsel has always given them the option that they could do that basically through the years, and it's been a common practice. And then Bob was the new administrator, and he pointed the code out to the board, and that's where we're at today.
Well, and it's also a common practice in France and where the 6 foot fence or a
few and fence I may be speaking out of turn, but I think the board wouldn't have any problem at all of giving what we're asking. It's just that they know now, like Sean expressed, they know the difference now, they know what the code says, and they want to do it the right way. That's why they wanted us to come over here to ask for the variance. That's what they expressed.
And one thing, I mean, just to bring this up, we do, the Planning Commission is planning to visit this issue in October. We're hopeful to provide some additional clarity to this.
I'll make a motion to approve the variance request.
I will second it.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the variance request. Any discussion? My only concern would be, even though we've done it in the past, it contradicts the way the code is written. And that's a heck of a variance from 25 or 40 foot to a 6 foot tall fence. I think perhaps the P&Z ought to change that requirement if they're going to be so free with interpreting their the way the guidelines say, because we're supposed to maintain the integrity of the zone plan in our decisions. Any further discussion at all? I'll call for the vote then. Bob Haslam, how would you vote?
For the motion.
And you seconded, didn't you? And David, and you made the motion. How would you vote?
I'd vote to approve the motion.
Okay.
Approve the variance.
Tom, how would you vote?
Vote to approve the variance.
Okay. And Jack, how would you vote?
To approve.
Okay. I'll abstain. So you have three favorable votes that you need for it, for that variance request. Thank you. And Jake's Lake Storage is the next one on the docket.
This is the public hearing for Jake's Lake Storage in the Branson Township, Section 14, Township 22, Range 22. The applicant is Jeff Schaefer of Resort Installation Systems Incorporated, and basically he's requesting a variance from Section 6.1.3 and Table J2 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. As we read in the last variance case, basically a landscape buffer is required between residential uses and commercial or industrial uses. Per Section 6.1.3, the required buffer shall be a minimum of 25 feet in width, and may consist of existing indigenous plant material left in the undisturbed state. It does say the use of a wall or fence as part of the buffer is an option, but will not reduce the required minimum width. The Planning Commission will establish any required buffers that are wider than the minimum of 25 feet during the Division 3 process. However, as we stated, per Table J2, it's calling for a 40-foot natural vegetative buffer. The history on this is a 4.07-acre site, and it's a portion of Block 22 of Table Rock Acres, known as Jake's Lake. Table Rock Acres was originally platted in 1969, with portions of the subdivision being replatted on a number of occasions. The applicant has described the area as an old pond that had grown up and had been filled with trash. And over a period of time, the area has been cleaned up and the pond has been filled. On June 22nd of this year, the applicant applied for Division 3 permit number 2011-19. To allow for the development of a storage facility. If approved, this proposed facility would contain 310 storage units, within eight buildings, a greenhouse, a proposed office and living quarters for the manager of the storage facility, an outdoor storage area, and also a separate outdoor storage area for landscape materials. The application was approved for concept by the Planning Commission on July 18th of this year, with the public hearing being held on August 8th, 2011. At the public hearing, it was determined that per the submitted site plan, an existing 20-foot sewer easement is located along the northern portion of the property, which would not allow for sufficient space to provide for either the 25-foot or the 40-foot natural vegetative buffer between this proposed commercial use and the adjoining residences. On August 15th, the Planning Commission voted unanimously to table the vote on this Division 3 application until October 11th in order to allow the applicant ample time to seek a Board of Adjustment approval of a variance from the natural vegetative buffering requirements. The general description of this, like I said, this is the area highlighted here is basically known as Jake's Lake, and it's block 22 of Table Rock Acres. The area in question is currently vacant, and like I said, he's basically proposing a storage facility here. It would be eight buildings with 310 units, a greenhouse, office, and living quarters, and also some outdoor storage facilities as well. Got just kind of a closer view of this. Really, the area in question is we're primarily talking about buffering in this area between the commercial proposal and the existing residential uses to the north here. This is just a Google photo of the same thing. I just thought that some of this seems to show up a little better. And this is the site plan. It's a little hard to see, but right through here basically is the sewer easement. And that's and of course here's the adjoining residential lots. In review, the location of an existing 20-foot sewer easement along the northern portion of the property will not allow for sufficient space to provide for either a 25-foot or a 40-foot natural vegetative buffer between the proposed storage facility and the adjoining residences. The applicant is requesting a variance from the natural vegetative buffer requirements of the Development Guidance Code in order to allow for the provision of a 6-foot tall privacy fence in lieu of the natural vegetative buffer. It is almost also my understanding that this entire area would be fenced. On October 11th, of course, the Planning Commission will be reviewing these buffering requirements. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves the variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First off, approval of a variance from Section 6.1.3 and Table J2 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code in order to allow for the provision of a 6-foot tall privacy fence in lieu of the natural vegetative buffer requirements. Of course, compliance with all the other provisions of the Development Guidance Code, and the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Leave that back up there if you could for just
okay.
A second. That last paragraph.
Okay. Sorry.
Right there on line one, the buffer between the proposed development and the existing adjacent residences, because there are residential property to the south of this, as you can tell from the photo. So this just specifies the ones to the north and to the east, or to the west.
Just along the sewer line is what they're asking for?
That really was my understanding, but...
Existing adjacent residences?
Now, I do know from my understanding, and Eddie may be able to clarify this further, like this area to the south on the site plan.
Are those not residential properties there?
Well, they are platted lots,
uh-huh.
but at this time they're all basically vacant wooded lots.
Okay. I was clarifying that that what we'd be voting on would be just on the north and the west buffer zone, not on the undeveloped lots to the
and
south,
I believe,
because there is one residential there on lots.
Yeah, I see.
Right, that corner here.
Yeah, and I believe from memory that does that applicant also own that property as well? It is my understanding that the applicant that owns the storage facility also owns these lots to the south as well.
Right, but this only residential use, is it not? As it's platted? Aren't those residential platted lots like
they,
the rest
they
of
really
the subdivision?
Are. You are correct.
Okay, that's all I wanted to point out. Thank you. Now the video.
Okay. And let's see here. Okay. Oops, sorry. Oh, sorry about that. I meant to mute that.
All right.
And this would be the approximate area where that sewer line easement would run. These are the residences to the north. And like I said, this area was basically filled, I guess, quite some time ago, this whole Jake's Lake area. These are those lots on the other side. And they are platted lots, but there's really not any existing residential development there.
That was a small 4-acre tract. Eddie, you're up again.
Okay.
Since I've sworn you in, will you behave yourself this time?
I think
okay.
Can you go to our site plan there?
Okay.
To get back to the question there, Dave, that you had about the residential lots, what we're asking for the variance, our drawing shows a fence to be placed all along here, all the way back where the gate would be right there. There'll be a gate there and a gate up here. And he owns all of these lots right here himself. It's under his present ownership.
Right.
But they are part of the subdivision, and they are residential. And he felt like, you know, we need to go ahead and put the fence in there, and the planning zoning board felt the same thing, that they could be used as single family in the future. Even though he owns them, he could sell them off. But this was kind of like the other one. The only difference here is, like Bob put in his report, along the north and west lines there, the county sewer lines, when they put those in there to serve the subdivision, they went through this old lake area. And if you put the vegetative buffer in there, due to the maintenance of the sewer line or anything like that, it'll get completely tore out anytime you go in there to service or clean or anything like that. So what we were proposing here is we was going to run the road where, you know, that was. You know, that's just where we picked to run the road. But like I said, 60 days ago, this would have been fine. We've got all the necessary setbacks, everything in there. Everything meets code that way. It's just the variance from the vegetative buffer. And this old area out here was Harold Epps developed that, and he left this lake area, and it just become a mosquito pit and had refrigerator stoves. It was just a junkyard with a willow trees, and Jeff Shaver bought that, cleaned it up, and they do construction, and they had a lot of excess rock that they used on from projects that was excess, and they filled this hole in. That's why they got that there, and that's why we're proposing to do that, because they've hauled hundreds and hundreds of loads of rock in there to get rid of that mess of the old muck and everything that was in there. But anyhow, that's with this easement. You can see this easement going all the way through here, and it makes it almost impossible to keep a vegetative buffer in there. And then we're just asking to do the same thing along the south line, which there's nothing there at this point that would restrict a vegetative buffer.
except that all it is rock ledge. So there's no way to grow anything on it. It shows that in the video. This is just a rock ledge all the way through here. There is a small group of trees right there that will be left that wasn't part of the lake that made it that he plans on leaving in there. But that's the only trees that's on the whole 4 acres is right there in that corner. Everything else is gone.
Okay. Anybody have questions?
I noticed in there that it said opaque fence. What are you meaning by the word opaque?
I don't know. He put that in there. I don't have to.
And I was just referring to that as privacy fencing, basically.
Wood slatted.
And I didn't know if the intent was for an actual wood fence or
I think that he's wanting to put a chain link fence up to this, like you have around a normal. It would be a slatted chain link fence that will go around the residential in there is what he's proposing to put in.
The slats and the chains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Because they want to keep this a secure site with the storage and everything. And the thing about this storage facility here, there will be people living on this continuously to monitor it. It's not one that's just sitting out there by itself.
Will there be security lights at night?
There will be some, and they're going to take that in consideration they won't bother the people. They're going to try to keep them dimmer. I think they're going to work with White River to do a parking plan with Pacific Lighting around residential, and that's what they intend to do there to try so it doesn't glare in people's bedrooms and stuff like that, still be lit where it's secure. And it really kind of fits in the area up there because there is no facilities close and there's a lot of residential, and you go around these houses and they got stuff piled here and there, and they'll have the opportunity to at least rent something to put it in. That's what happens in a lot of these old subdivisions.
Any questions?
Does sound like an improvement to the area. If it had a lot of stoves and refrigerators in the past, at least now they got buildings to put them in.
I mean, it was, you know, it's typical. You know, you just see the old bog there with that much water in it. And you know, and some of you have seen it, and it was just a bad situation.
Jack, I'm not finding the living quarters.
It's right here, Jack. Right there.
Oh, that office?
Yeah. They're going to put a place, you know, it's going to be a little office and living quarters there together.
Okay.
Be a little two-story building right there.
Okay.
I would move to approve a variance as requested. And with the stipulation that the fencing does contain the entire property or ring the entire property.
I think that's what they're asking for.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I just want to clarify that because it's...
Sure.
Yeah, it's depicted on the drawing. If you looked at the symbols, it's all the way around it.
I would second that.
All right. Motion been made and seconded to approve the variance request for the fencing to go to the full perimeter of the property. Any discussion at all? David?
You guys are going to talk to, you're going to address this J2 and, table J2 and 6.11 with the P&V and try and get that fixed, because they both say the same thing, but they don't. I mean, they're both talking natural vegetation.
Exactly.
Which one's old, which one's, I mean, you guys are going to take care of that look into it?
We hope that we can get that clarified at that meeting in October, or we're at least planning to propose some amendments to the County Commission.
Well, to clarify J2, it just says commercial is 40 feet and parking lots and adjoining residences are 25 feet. And residences are 25 feet. So I think that spells out what the 40-foot difference would be. All right. Hearing no further discussion, I'll call for the vote. Bob, how would you vote?
For the motion.
All right. Jack, how would you vote?
For the motion.
Tom, how would you vote?
For the motion.
David, how would you vote?
For the motion.
I would vote also aye. So you do have your variance request.
Thank you, gentlemen.
By the way, as just an aside, did that rock come off of some property that he's developing on Highway 165?
No.
Thank you.
That actually came off of, both of them came out of Blue Green site. They're off Wildwood.
All right.
Just do that all the time.
Thank you. Central Tatum County Fire Department. Is there anybody here representing them? All right. And the staff report, please.
Okay. This is the public hearing for the Central Tatum County Fire Protection District. It's in the Beaver Township, Section 30, Township 23, Range 18. The applicant, the Central Tatum County Fire Protection District, is requesting a variance from the provisions of Sections 5.1 and 5.3 of the Tatum County Development Guidance Code concerning minimum lot size. Per the provisions of Section 5.1 of the Development Guidance Code, lots to be served by an on-site septic system must be greater than 2 acres in area. And per the provisions of Section 5.3, basically if an on-site septic system is needed due to the unavailability of a public or central sewer system, the minimum lot size shall be 2 acres in area. The history on this subject property is lots 2 and 7 of what is commonly referred to as Everly Subdivision. And Everly Subdivision was originally platted on December 6th of 1971. Lot 2 currently contains the old Bill Carter Fire Station, and Lot 7 is a vacant wooded lot. The general description is of this, the applicant, the Central Tatum County Fire Protection District, sought approval of a replat of Lots 2 and Lot 7 of Everly Subdivision. However, the replat of Lot 2 and Lot 7 could not be approved by the planning staff because this replat will increase the degree of nonconformity of one of the lots. Lot 2 is currently owned by the fire district, and Lot 7 is owned by Mr. and Mrs. Keeling. The applicant's basically proposing to trade Lot 2 for Lot 7 in order to construct a new fire station on Lot 7. However, the applicant is proposing to replat the two lots because Mr. and Mrs. Keeling wish to retain ownership of basically 1,600ths of an acre near the existing garage, carport, and driveway off of Ridge Road. The properties in question are served by individual wells and septic systems, because central sewer is not available to the area. This is how the lots currently sit. This is Lot 2. This is Lot 7. The old fire station actually sits on Lot 2, and essentially they're trading Lot 2 for Lot 7. And this will show it. This is just kind of an aerial view of the same thing. Whoops. This is how Lot 2 and Lot 7 currently exist. And basically, they're going to trade one lot for the other, but the Healings wish to retain this portion. And so the reasoning for the variance is the staff wasn't able to approve a plat that, while it made this lot more conforming, it made this lot more non-conforming, essentially. In review, the lots within the Everly subdivision are currently viewed as legally non-conforming or grandfathered lots since they were platted and recorded prior to the adoption of the Tatum County Development Guidance Code. However, the replat of Lot 2 and Lot 7 cannot be approved because this replat will cause one of the lots to become less conforming with the minimum lot size provisions of the Development Guidance Code. Lot 2 was originally platted at 0.32 acres, with Lot 7 being platted at 0.72 acres. Should the variance application be approved per the replat of these two lots, Lot 2A would increase in conformity, becoming 0.4 acres, with Lot 7A becoming 0.56 acres, and therefore Lot 7A would be less conforming with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code. In summary, if the Tatum County Board of Adjustment approves this variance, request, the following requirements shall apply. Basically, approval of a variance from the provisions of sections 5.1 and 5.3 of the Development Guidance Code concerned with minimum lot size in order to allow for the approval of the replat of Lot 2 and Lot 7 of the Everly subdivision. Of course, compliance with all other provisions of the Development Guidance Code. And thirdly, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we have just a brief video of the site here. And we'll... This basically is the existing fire station building. And we'll just kind of pan around here. The lot that the fire district would be trading for is actually back behind, basically, and that's where they plan to construct a new fire station.
Do I take it the yellow building there was the Keeling's residence?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. And are you Mr. House?
Yes.
Dennis, would you come forward? I'll swear you in. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, thought to God.
I do.
Thank you. Dennis, you have anything to add or subtract or take away or help us?
Well, not really. The line that we're wanting to move is actually, he owns both properties now that we're going to move the line on. And one reason that we agreed to let him have the extra 75 foot there is because we're just going to build a fire station there, and we don't need, you know, all we need is enough room to build a fire station. And he's always kept this cleaned up. As you can see there, his yard actually goes on back from that, on back in there, and he wanted to keep it back to where he had been maintained his yard to. That was the reason for moving the line, the 75 foot. It still leaves us plenty of room back there for a fire station. We're planning on building a four bay, but when we get in there and do our measuring, if we don't have room for a four bay, we'll cut it back to a three bay. And I've talked to the sewer commission, and if they didn't think there'd be any problem with putting fill lines in there, but if they would be, we'll put a holding tank in there because there won't be a permanent resident. They'll only be in there like on Tuesday nights or Thursday nights for meetings, so. There won't be a man station.
Okay. Any questions or concerns for Mr. House?
I guess Mr. and Mrs. Keeling, they're on board with this.
Yes.
I mean,
you the Keeling inspector?
I kind of thought it was.
With the new construction, are you getting anywhere near their laterals?
No. Their laterals will be right in behind their house, between there and that. You can see a building behind the house there.
Can you take your there's a pointer? Right
actually,
there
that
I didn't know which one would be easier to see, this one or that one.
The building sits right in there. And actually, if you go back, Bob, to that other one there.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. That may be a little easier to see.
See, this is our lot that we own right now.
Right.
Well, you see where his building is?
Yep.
This is the reason for trading. When he went in there, when he bought this, they told him that line went right through here. Well, when it was surveyed, the line went right through here. So his building is 3/4 on the fire department's property. And he's got a carport beside that building right in there that's completely on the fire department. So he don't have a lot of choice but to trade or tear his building down. That was one thing that, you know, and that's the reason we're trading with him, because we don't want him to have to tear his building down for us to build a new station in there. And what we will do is we'll clean this up, and this line will come back here 75 foot, and we'll clear all this up, and we'll make this parking in here, where we'll come in here between the station and his corner and make a parking lot right in here.
How many acres?
Yeah, let's see. Right now, lot 7's like 7.72 acres.
It's going to go down to 0.5.
And it's going to go down to a little over half an acre.
Down on the same board.
And then the other one goes up a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. Any further questions? Sensing you might want to make a motion, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the request for the variance between lot 7 and lot 2?
Uh-huh.
5? 2?
2.
2.
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Tom, how would you vote?
For the motion.
David?
For the motion.
Jack?
For the motion.
Bob?
For the motion.
And Chairman, vote likewise for the motion. You have your variance request.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. It's amazing how things that you think are going to be clear as mud is by the time you figure everything else out.
Yeah.
2A and 7, they had me.
We wouldn't have 7 and 7.
Were we just splitting four ways here with a 7 and 7A? And
I'll help you work on your verbiage.
Yeah, I need to.
Get that a little shorter.
Well, that's...
was going along 2 and 7, and then all of a sudden we went
to... It's like, where did they...
Went 7A and 2A.
Extra paragraph in there.
We're going 4 lots, 2 lots.
You have before you the minutes of the July meeting, which was the last time we met. Anybody have any corrections or a motion made to approve?
Moved to accept.
Motion been made.
Second.
Seconded to approve them. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approved. Any old or new business to come before us?
No, not
anything
that I can think of.
Anything on the horizon?
Well, we will have a, there will be, at this point we just have one appeal request for the racetrack proposal for November.
It's not till November?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About October?
And at this point, we don't have anything for October, so.
Oh, shucks. Can't eat then.
No buffet.
My dogs are going hungry.
Okay.
I have to feed them one
more
chicken.
My mom's going to like me in the day. Sometimes she gets seeds when I come over. Go over and eat after.
Well, that cat food's not bad once you get used to it.
I'm alpha win.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn if there's nothing new.
I would second it on the way out.
All right. Motion made, seconded to adjourn. All in favor, stand up.